Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you. We want to bless you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you for another day. Thank you, Lord, for another time of refreshing in your holy presence. Thank you for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf and for all manners of victory that you have brought for us. We are grateful, we bless, and we honor you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everlasting Father, Lord, we commit today's broadcast into your holy hands. And we pray, Lord, that indeed you will speak to us individually and collectively in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. That which we are going to learn today, Lord, you grant us the grace to run with it. Let it bring forth a transformation in our lives. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I want to thank God for your life, for having made it possible for you to be a partaker of today's broadcast. The Almighty God will do something wonderful, something glorious, something excellent in your life, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'll be sharing with you what I titled, May You Not Be Blind. May you not be blind. You will not be counted amongst those who are blind. The light of God will indeed shine upon you, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Whatever that have blinded you, that have not allowed you to see the truth, the Almighty God will remove them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Mark chapter 10, and I'm reading from verse 46 to 52. Mark 10, reading from verse 46 to 52. Say, and they came to Jericho. And as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out the more, son of David, have mercy upon me. And Jesus stopped and said, call him. And they called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up, he is calling you. And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, Rabbi, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way. May the Lord bless the reading of the Lord in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I say, may you not be blind. There are people who have the eyes, but they cannot see. One may be physically able to see, but spiritually that person may be blind. A blind person may be somebody who refuses to be at the right place at the right time. A person who is not where he's supposed to be. Blind Bartimaeus was at the right place at the right time. It was by the roadside when Jesus Christ was passing by. Assuming he had not been there, he would not have received his sight. May the Lord divinely position you to be at the right place at the right time, to be at the place of your miracle, to be at the place of your glory, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. A blind person can be the person who refuses to cry out to Jesus when he is in need. The Bible tells us that blind Bartimaeus, when he saw Jesus, when he heard about Jesus, he cried out unto him, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me." A person who refused to cry to our Lord Jesus, who refused to pray, that person can be considered as being blind. The Lord will grant you the grace to pray. He will strengthen you in the place of prayer. You will not be weary in the place of prayer. You will not faint in the place of prayer. Blind Bartimaeus prayed, and he was able to get back his sight. If he had not cried to Jesus, he would have remained blind. May you not remain blind. May you be able to open your mouth and cry unto the Lord. And as you do so, the Lord will answer you in the name of our Lord Jesus. A blind person is the one that hears the word of God, but do nothing with it. The Bible tells us that blind Bartimaeus heard, in that verse 47, say, and when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he heard the word. It's not enough to hear the word of God, but what are you doing with the word of God you are hearing? You come to church every Sunday, you hear his word, but you still continue to live your life the same way. May the Lord touch your heart. May the word of the Lord find a fertile land in your heart to germinate and bring forth fruit in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. You will not remain blind. The word of God you are hearing will transform you. His word will heal you. His word will deliver you. His word will set you free in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blind Bartimaeus heard and he responded and he got back his sight. A person that is also remaining blind is that person that responds to the people. Is trying to impress the people. When the people told blind Bartimaeus that he should keep quiet, he refused to keep quiet. He refused. A person that keep quiet rather than talking about Christ, telling the world about Christ, the people will try to mock you when you are preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. They will tell you, keep quiet. This is 21st century. We don't need Christ, but brothers and sisters, don't keep your mouth shut. The more you cry out about Jesus Christ, the more you let the world know about Jesus Christ, the more the Almighty God will take you away from every manner of spiritual blindness in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He cried out. He called Jesus. Speak about Jesus wherever you go. And as you do so, the Almighty God will move on your behalf in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. A person who wants to remain blind is that person when Jesus is calling him, he refused to answer. In this passage here, Jesus sent his disciples to go and call blind Bartimaeus, and blind Bartimaeus answered. Have you heard the call of the Lord? And you refuse to answer, you are blind. May you not be blind in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. As you hear the call of the Lord, as Jesus speaks to you, may you respond in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blind Bartimaeus was told Jesus was calling you. He responded to the call. He did not procrastinate. He did not delay. How fast are you responding to the calling of the Lord? The Lord is calling you today. Respond immediately. Do not tarry. Do not delay. Do not say, oh, I will do so next week. I will do so next year. I will do so next month. I will do so tomorrow. No, tomorrow may be too late. This evening may be too late. Jesus is calling you now. Just like blind Bartimaeus did immediately. He responded to the calling of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is calling you, respond now. And as you do so, the Almighty God will move on your behalf. He will remove every manner of blindness from you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. A person that remains blind is that person that cannot pray specifically. Jesus asked this man, "What do you want me to do for you?" And this man responded, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight." Brothers and sisters, have you been praying amiss? May you not pray amiss. May the Spirit of God guide you to pray aright in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. May you be able to hit the nail on the head. That which you need to pray, the Spirit of God will guide you. You will not pray amiss in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He called unto Jesus, said, "I want to recover my sight." And indeed, Jesus answered him. He will answer you in the name of Jesus. As you call unto him, he will answer your prayers in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. A person that remains blind is that person who refuses to exercise faith. May you exercise faith in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the faith in the Lord. The Lord will grant you the grace to continually exercise faith in him. In the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, reading from verse 7, you see, "And godliness with brotherly love, and brotherly affection with love. For if these qualities are yours, you are increasing, and they keep you from being ineffective, unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus. For whoever lacks this quality is so nearsighted that he is blind, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sin." So, brothers and sisters, let us exercise our faith in him. Let us believe, let us trust in him. And as you do so, the Almighty God will help you in Jesus' name. A person that is also blind is a person that hates his brother. 1 John chapter 2, verse 11. He said, "But whoever hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes." May blindness not blind your eyes in the name of Jesus. May you not develop hatred for your brother. May you have the grace to forgive that brother, that sister that have sinned against you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you will not be blind. You will show love wherever you go. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will take you out of spiritual blindness. In the name of Jesus. A person that is also blind is that person that does not exercise patience. You need to be patient. If you are not patient, you will scatter everything. May you not be able to destroy yourself by lack of patience in the name of Jesus. A person that is blind is a person who is full of anger. May the Lord deliver you from the spirit of anger in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And above all, Lord, a person that is blind is a person who does not know our Lord Jesus Christ. If you do not know him, blind Bartimaeus knew Jesus. He heard about him, he followed him. He followed Jesus Christ all through. Brothers and sisters, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? For you to get out of that darkness, because Jesus Christ is light. He's calling you right now. He's calling you, answer him right now. And he will take you out of that darkness. He will deliver you from every manner of darkness. So just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life in the name of our Lord Jesus." Father, I want to thank you for this, your children. Pray, Lord, that you have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life in the name of Jesus. Everlasting Lord, I thank you for everyone who have listened to this message. Let your mighty hand rest upon them. Deliver them from every form of spiritual blindness in the name of Jesus. and those who may be physically blind. As you listen to this message, your Almighty God will open the eyes of blind Bartimaeus. He will open your own eyes too, in the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God until we meet again next week. God bless you richly, in Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.